The World Bank has approved a $300 million or 84 billion rupee loan for the government of Punjab to help it improve air quality by replacing fossil fuel-driven buses and trucks and reducing straw burning in farms, which will mitigate smog in Indian and Pakistani cities. The lending has been approved by the board of the World Bank under the Punjab Clean Air Program, PCAP, to strengthen air quality management and combat air pollution, according to a statement from the Washington-based lender. The PCAP will support the government of Punjab's Smog Mitigation Action Plan, SMAP, by tackling the pressing issue of smog and air pollution with the launch of several comprehensive initiatives aimed at improving air quality and public health, particularly in key sectors such as transport, agriculture, industry, energy, and municipal services, it said. The loan will be utilized to reduce particulate matter below 2.5 micron, PM2.5, concentration in Greater Lahore, and to also reduce the transboundary impact on PM2.5 concentration in India, according to the World Bank. Pakistan and India can cooperate in climate management. However, the relations remain tense after the unilateral change in the status of Jammu and Kashmir by India in violation of the United Nations Security Council resolutions. The program supports the province's smog mitigation plan and is a landmark initiative to significantly improve air quality and enhance the health and well-being of millions of residents, said Nahi Benasin, World Bank Country Director for Pakistan. He said that cleaner air would reduce respiratory and cardiovascular diseases and contribute to a healthier, more livable environment. The loan is aimed at reducing PM2.5 levels by 35% over the next decade, significantly decreasing respiratory illnesses and other pollution-related health issues for the 13 million residents of Lahore Division. The program focuses on the continuation of strengthening air quality management, AQM, infrastructure, enhancing regulatory and institutional capacity, targeted sectoral abatement measures, and promoting public awareness. Key interventions include investment of 5,000 superseeders to reduce the main issue of excessive seasonal fog, crop residue burning, the introduction of 600 electric buses to foster a modal shift to public transport, the expansion of regulatory-grade air quality monitoring stations across Punjab, and the enhancement of fuel quality testing through the establishment of two new fuel testing laboratories, according to the lender. The program will be organized along three result areas: air quality management governance and awareness raising, transport sector abatement measures, and agriculture sector abatement measures.